This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine claims Russia is plotting a large-scale provocation at a nuclear plant but offers no evidence. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
A statement by Ukraine's military intelligence says Russian forces would strike the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and report a radioactive leak in order to trigger an international probe that would stop the fighting as a way to give Moscow's forces a reprieve they badly need to regroup ahead of the looming Ukrainian counteroffensive. However, it did not offer evidence to back up any of the claims. The White House says it's watching the situation closely and has seen no indication that radioactive material has been leaked. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian media say drone attacks targeted oil pipeline installations inside Russia on Saturday, including a station serving the vast Druzhba oil pipeline that sends Western Siberian crude to Europe. Ukraine has not commented on the attacks, and Reuters could not verify those reports. Russian forces claim they've intercepted two long-range Storm Shadow cruise missiles supplied to Ukraine by Britain, that coming from Russia's defense ministry on Saturday. The ministry also said it intercepted shorter-range U.S.-built HIMARS-launched and HARM missiles and shot down 12 drones in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Taliban and Iran have exchanged heavy gunfire on the border of Iran and Afghanistan. The shooting on Saturday sharply escalates rising tensions between the two nations. Iranian media said Iran inflicted heavy casualties